Thank you, Dr. Dodds. With 270,000 acres of corn, 350,000 acres of cotton, and over 2.5 million acres of soybeans, a vast majority of them being glyphosate programs or Roundup Ready programs planted and grown in the Mississippi area, producers have become extremely reliant on glyphosate, using it as a preplant burn down, a post-emergence weed control in the glyphosate-resistant crops, and sometimes used as a harvest aid. This heavy reliance has also caused a change in their cultivation practices, allowing them to move away from more conventional cultivation practices and adopting a no-till or a conservation tillage system. The early season planting systems in soybeans that's been extremely popular in Mississippi has also caused an increase in use and adoption of Roundup Ready soybeans. As you may have heard throughout this week at Beltwide, we have 15 different weed species which are glyphosate resistant. In Mississippi, we have horseweed, Italian ryegrass, Johnson grass, and most currently, Palmer amaranth. Right now, we have common water hemp and giant ragweed awaiting us in the greenhouse for glyphosate tolerance screenings. The first identification of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass was identified in Chilean fruit orchards in South America by Perez and Kogan. However, in the U.S., it was located in Oregon in a filbert orchard by Perez, Jones, and all. But something different occurred in Mississippi, where it was not only located in a field crop production area in Mississippi, not necessarily an orchard by Nandula and all. Glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass is localized in the west-central area of Mississippi. However, we believe that it has radiated into neighboring counties. Research has been ongoing since the identification of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass was located in Mississippi at the Delta Research and Extension Center since 2005. Initial research basically focused in on spring post-emergence applications as well as sequential herbicide programs targeting glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass. In conclusions of those research, initial research, no treatment controlled glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass greater than 70%, and spring applications of Roundup and Select Max were not viable spring options to control glyphosate-tolerant or resistant Italian ryegrass. In the sequential studies, only Gramoxone Inion pre or post-anthesis provided 90% control or greater at 8 days after post-anthesis applications. And only Gramoxone Inion or Roundup Weathermax plus a mid or high rate of Select Max followed by a high rate of Select Max control glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass greater than 88 days, 88% 35 days after post-anthesis. After this initial research was concluded, I began my research, which focused on seasonal strategies for managing glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass. Due to the ineffectiveness of spring post-emergence applications, we hypothesized that to control glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass, that residual herbicides would most effectively manage them in a cotton production system. Two studies were developed to evaluate fall applications of residual herbicides and to determine the most effective timing for application of Gramoxone Inion plus residual herbicides for control of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass. I'll begin discussion of my data with the fall application study. Our first study was located at an on-farm site in Tribbett, Mississippi that had an established glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass population in 2006 and 2007 and 2007-2008. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with four replications. All applications were applied with a CO2 backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 15 gallons per acre and were applied in early November. Data was collected as a method of visual control on a scale of 0 to 100, with 0 being no control and 100 being complete control. Also, biomass per meter square per plot was collected. Data analysis was analyzed using ANOVA, and means were separated using Fisher's projected LSD. Fall applications included Treflin and Prowl, Incorporated and its surface, as well as Dual Magnum Command KIH-45 and Valor applied at surface at these rates. And in the interest of times, I'll only be discussing the highest rates at this application timing. And first of all, the Treflan Dual Magnum Command KIH provided greater than 90% control at 100 days after application. Prowl of applied surface and Valor were not as effective. However, 180 days after application, all herbicides, with the exception of Prowl applied surface and Valor, provided at least 75% or greater control, with Dual Magnum and Command providing greater than 90% control. To give you an idea of the weed pressure we had at our location, you can notice the Italian ryegrass between the plots and our untreated plots, and our Treflan and Prowl plots. Here shows excellent control. However, this control did not persist until planting and needed an additional herbicide application. Our greater than 90% control Dual Magnum plot and Command at 1 pound active ingredient per acre, it's important to note that we did receive rainfall after the applications of these herbicides, and Syngenta representatives observed these plots and were convinced that this was an adequate weed control rate, and they have received a state label for Dual Magnum for fall application in Mississippi. So to summarize, Prowl H2O at the high rate, as well as Dual Magnum at the mid and high rate, Command at all rates, and KIH at 45 at 0.147 pounds active ingredient per acre provide at least 85% control 180 days after application. And control from Valor Prowl H2O at the surface application and lower rates of KIH 45 was less than 70% control 188 days after application. Moving on to our residual timing study, again, we were at an on-farm site location near Tribbett, Mississippi, and the dates were 2006-2007 and 2007-2008. The experimental design was a 6x3 factorial design in a randomized complete block with four replications, and were applied with a CO2 backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 15 gallons per acre. Data collected as well as data analysis was the same as our fall residual study. Our two factors were herbicide, including a non-treated check, Gramoxone Enion at 0.5 pounds active ingredient per acre with no residual, plus Direx or Linex at 1 pound active ingredient per acre, Valor at 0.06 pounds active ingredient per acre, and Goal at 0.5 pounds active ingredient per acre. And our second factor was application timing, fall being November, early spring being early March, and late spring being mid-April. With the this slide, our percent control is located on the vertical axis and our application timing being along the horizontal axis. 10 days after application, we observed an interaction between herbicide and application timing. Gramoxone with either Direx or Linex, noted by the blue and green bar, at fall and early spring applications provided increased control versus no Gramoxone alone with no residual. However, the late spring application, any herbicide tank mixed with Gramoxone provided no additional control when compared with Gramoxone alone. Here we have Gramoxone Enion at 0.5 pounds active ingredient per acre. You can observe that we received some control, however, at our fall application, but our early spring application and late spring application allowed the Italian ryegrass to get of size, was not able to burn it back, and left a lot of residual on the ground that was going to be problematic for our farmers at planting. However, when you add a pound of Direx at a pound active ingredient per acre with Gramoxone, you can observe the control at fall application timing. And at early spring, we didn't get the control at fall. However, we did receive this burn down, which would make it less residual present at time of planting as compared to the late spring application. Speaking of residual, biomass is noted here as dry weight in grams per meter squared on the vertical axis and application timing along the horizontal axis. With the fall and early spring applications, as well as the late spring applications, all herbicide combinations reduced biomass when compared with a non-treated. However, when Gramoxone was tank mixed with Direx, it significantly reduced the amount of biomass at the fall application timing as compared to all other treatments. So to summarize, in our residual timing study, early spring applications were less effective than fall or late spring applications, and fall applications of Gramoxone Intion plus Direx controlled the glyphosate resistant Italian ryegrass 93% for 140 days after treatment. And Gramoxone Intion plus Direx, Linex, or Gol reduced glyphosate resistant Italian ryegrass biomass residue at planting better than Gramoxone Intion alone or tank mixed with Valor. So in conclusion, what does this mean if you have glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass in your field? We proved the hypothesis that your programs should be based on a fall-applied residual herbicides. Fall applications of Command, Dual Magnum, Treflan, KIH 485 provide residual control that held until time of cotton planting. And Gramoxone Intion plus Direx applied in fall offer the best combination of post-emergence, if you can't get in fall for some reason and you have to wait, and residual control. Future research of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass includes to look at the combinations of tillage and residual herbicides for management of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass, to determine, this is important, the mechanism of glyphosate resistance in Mississippi Italian ryegrass biotypes, and also to determine the geographic distribution of glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass biotypes in Mississippi. I'd like to give a special thanks to Cotton Incorporated for funding this research, and as well as you for your patience and attention today, and I'll entertain any questions that you may have at this time.
Are there any questions for Rob?
Okay. The question was, had I given any thought to cover crops as a way to manage glyphosate-resistant Italian ryegrass?
No, using your ryegrass as the cover crop.
Using the ryegrass as the cover crop. Dr. Kendig, I'm afraid that has not been given much thought. Initially, you know, the farmers, when they started seeing this in their fields, they began to panic. They didn't know why it wasn't being controlled by glyphosate. So our initial knee-jerk reaction was, we've got to find how to control this, first of all. The area that we used was about an 8-acre block on an on-farm site location. Unfortunately, the farmer decided to take that land back, and we are searching for other areas to use that type of information to be beneficial to farmers. But no, not at this time. But thank you.
Additional questions? All right.
Thank you,
Robin.